In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Mankind lived on the earth for long ages before Christ, before his coming. St. Nikolai Velimirovic reminds us how lost all Adam was before the coming of Christ. Matthew Sharon has been reading the Old Testament since Lent and remarks on how dark it is. There is a world that is without Christ, you see. Christ has not yet come. That's why it's so dark. God has revealed himself, but only to the degree possible to the men and women of an age of iron and violence. And so they see him and write of him. He reveals himself to them as deeply as he can, softening their hearts enough to be able to realize how much there is beyond the world as they experience it. How much there is to human life beyond the catastrophes and despairs and terrible things that happen to us. In those long ages before Christ, Adam was lost. The wastes and the disasters of life weighed down on the whole world. And the psalmist cried out in those times, "Give me wings to fly away from this life. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would flee away and be at rest. My heart is disquieted within me, and dread has overwhelmed me." Without the ability to ascend in Christ into the presence of God, which is how we are supposed to pray, you know. Without that ability to ascend beyond the challenges and the difficulties and catastrophes of this world, the world is still for us as it was before the coming of Christ. We may have heard of him, but we may not know how to leave this world behind, die to ourselves, and ascend along with him, to sit at the right hand of God in Christ. Since Thursday, the day after the leave-taking of Pascha, we celebrate the ascension of Christ, the ascension of the new Adam, the ascension in Christ of all Adam, our ascension. This is an expression that I have picked up from Father Chrysostomos, who I've been reading, and also from St. Nikolai. The expression, all Adam. We all live the life of Adam. But we are called to and we have been baptized into the new Adam. And we have the possibility to live in the life of Christ. Christ came to save all Adam, all mankind. He doesn't take away our freedom, and so we must choose to die to ourselves, to die to this world, and ascend with him. Have the joy that the apostles felt after the ascension. They didn't despair because he had been taken from them. They had joy because they knew they had the promise of ascending along with him once the gift of the Holy Spirit had been given. And it would be possible for us to ascend along with Christ. Many of us have physically ascended to 30,000 feet and flown swiftly across the earth. Astronauts ascend 220 miles above the Earth, enter the space station, and maintain orbit. Even now, they fly high above us, far beyond every rainbow of the Earth, but they have not ascended into paradise. The body of Christ ascends into paradise. We are called to be the body of Christ. We are called to ascend beyond the grip of this world. After the crucifixion and resurrection, the Son of God, the Son of Man, ascended into paradise where God is fully. We can ascend into the presence of God. Prayer is meant to be ascending into the presence of God. It's not a duty that is imposed on us. We are called to stand in the presence of God and ascend to where he is on the right hand and know God. Know this life from that high place, not be bound to all of the catastrophes and difficulties of this world as it was before the coming of Christ. This is a paradise that is available to us Although asceticism and denying ourselves is necessary to see the reality of things, to see the reality of other persons, this paradise that is available to us through our ascension in Christ is a place where we are fully ourselves, not bound by the sins that God forgives us for and that we reject and abandon. In this paradise, we are able to fully love one another. For the saintly person, there is no other person who lives behind a mask of fear, closed to everyone. On the feast day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit of paradise, God Himself, descends on those who choose Christ God rather than fear. Rather than fear of death. Rather than fear of all of the terrible things that this world imposes on us. Jesus Christ, the new Adam, was the first to rise to heaven on spiritual wings, St. Nikolai says. Opening the way to heaven for the rest of us. Opening every gate, he says, every barrier, every sin can be broken down, cast aside. Everything that separates us from being as Christ God enables us to be the true persons that God created us to be. Every barrier broken down so that we can follow Christ on spiritual wings given to us by the grace that is the Holy Spirit Himself. The human spirit, mine and yours, the spirit of all Adam, is earthbound no longer. Since Pentecost, paradise is wherever there is an apostle, wherever there is a Christian, there is paradise. Wherever there is a true Christian, there is an open door to paradise. Each one of us is meant to be an open door to paradise. Each one of us is meant to rise above our self-love and our suspicion and fear of others and become the presence of Christ to one another so that we can see one another with the eyes of paradise and love one another with God's love, not with the pitiful substitutes for love that we are able to use ourselves by our own will, but by the true love that is God's own love, so that wherever there is a true Christian, wherever there is any true disciple of Christ, paradise is an open door for us. We all aspire to abandon despair and open the wings of our soul so that we too can ascend and be among the saints, among those who follow Christ. After Pentecost, having been given spiritual wings to ascend and be in the presence of God the Father through Jesus Christ, the new Adam, there are those who have lived in that presence even in this world. And they are the ones who have inspired us. They are the ones who have made despair flee from our hearts because we know that it is possible to live like that and to know one another even in this world, even in the world as it is. Wherever there is a Christian, there is one who longed to get beyond all of this, all of the catastrophe and disaster, all of the crises within us and outside of us that separate us from one another and from God. Wherever there is such a Christian, there is one who ascends beyond himself or herself to learn to live in the presence of God and longs to be there so much that confession becomes a refuge where we can break down any gate that prevents us from living in that way. God gives us our freedom. As often has been said, the gates of hell are closed and locked from the inside, but we have the key and we can open any gate. It is up to us. Any way we are missing the mark of living in the presence of God through Christ, we can confess and cast off and walk through that gate and live at a height higher than our own capacities. You've heard of arrow prayers. With the quickness of an arrow, with the quickness of prayer, any of us can ascend beyond the reach of sorrowful despair. This is the gift of Pentecost. This is why Christ ascends, in order to send down to us the Holy Spirit, the power to ascend in Him above the reach of this world that tries to drag our souls down into despair. When we pray not that God might come down and share our misery. We pray that we might be able to fly up to Him, to be in the presence of God, no matter what happens to us in this world, because Christ has overcome this world and all of its catastrophe and all of its despair. With His eyes, we are able to see things as they truly are. After the ascension of Jesus Christ, the apostles returned to the upper room in Jerusalem, to the very table where He had made Himself physically one with them by bread and wine. He made Himself the fruit of this world and gave Himself to us so that we might be at one with Him, both physically and spiritually. He had ascended, and now they awaited the descent of the Holy Spirit, that they too might ascend above and beyond every fear and be at one with Him, even as He is at one with the Father. This is the gift that Jesus Christ came to give to us, that we might not be borne down by despair in this world. There is no disaster, no catastrophe that we cannot ascend above and then look down and deal with in a way that makes sense, in a way that is not governed by fear, but in a way that is governed by hope, faith, and love of God and love of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.